Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we've made our choice to rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection, where prayer is going on and glorifying the Lord and intercession on God's people and those, glory to God, that don't know him in the pardon of sins and all the things that are going on in the cosmos. Glory to God, we bless the Lord and stand on his word, believing then, glory to God, what his word says, that he will definitely turn things around for the good and that he has a plan and that plan is good. Not for evil, to give us that expected end, to bless and to prosper us, so we glorify him and thank him, glory to God, for all his mighty acts. There is none like him, and can't nobody do us like Jesus. We praise him and glorify him. As we come together tonight, we want to exalt the Lord and thank him for all his great and mighty acts. Oh, God, he's so wonderful and awesome and phenomenal, and not just words going out in the atmosphere, but those that have an experience with God know, glory to God, his power and his anointing, and his word is true, and he's a God that shall not lie. When his word go out, it will accomplish everything that he set it out to do. One of his wonderful, marvelous, phenomenal, glory to God, praise reports. We're hearing about the hand of God. And sometimes things may not go in the way that we desire, but God has a plan, and he is the creator, and he knows the end as well as the beginning. So whatever goes on, we have to learn how to trust him when we can't trace him, because no matter what, his plan is good. Sometimes, glory to God, the outcome, hallelujah, may seem painful at the time, but when the results come out, it was all working for our good. So, God, we love you. We appreciate you and you adore you. While we're waiting on others to come on, we're just going to continue to exalt the Lord and give him glory and praise. Our Father, which art in heaven, and hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Oh, glory to God in heaven as well as on earth. Thank God for the God that will prepare a table right in the presence of our enemies. Thank God for the Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Deliverer, our burden there, our high tower, our strong tower. Whatever we need is being the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the More Than Enough, the Glory to God, the All-Sufficient One. Everything we need is found in our Lord, hallelujah, our Father, our Savior, all our glory to God. We thank God for the Paraclete. Jesus has blessed us as glory to God, redeeming us back to the Father, but also the Father blesses us with the Holy Spirit, glory to God, that teaches, lead, and guide, and he comforts us. Oh, God, if we would learn how to let him comfort us in the midst of our crisis, and glory to God, in the midst of the situation that goes on, to let him lead and guide us and not just go by the familiar, what we're used to him moving, but when he want to do a new thing in us, and that could be daily, we got to have our ears open and our eyes open and our heart open to receive and submit in obedience to whatever his will be done. Oh, God, and as I said earlier, we're not always, glory to God, feel good what the outcome may be, but it's always when we be led by the Lord and let him have control, it's always for the best. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. What an awesome, phenomenal, oh, my God, when we think of his goodness, hallelujah, we'll get to a place and condition ourselves to bless the Lord at all times and let his praise continually be in our mouths. Oh, Father, we bless you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul, praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. We bless the Lord because he is worthy of the praise. Praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God. For those that are already on the line, we may share this a little bit later, but about, I think it was close to 5 o'clock when I got I was almost delirious. So, from the trip and from the sleep I got for 1 hour coming in from California, I was about to take that little short nap, And I got a call with some excitement on the other end of the phone was Mother McCormick celebrating that her daughter, Teresa, was en route going to Greenville, South Carolina. They got a call for her to receive a kidney, and she need to be there. And also they're going to prep her at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. 7 o'clock for her to be able to be prepped kidney. And she wanted to, my sister McCormick want everybody to know. Hallelujah. So we just want to open the lines and just celebrate Jesus for that. And I'm going to put it back on mute. So let us just give God the glory. And she said, thank you for all the prayers. Glory to God that they prayed. So we believe in God tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God for
thank
the rest
you,
of Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So glory to God. As I said, the lines are open
glory
for just to say, thank you, Jesus. Glorify you. Magnify you. Hallelujah.
God,
believing tonight that kidney, glory to God, going to be a match. And there's not going to be any complications, problems. The doctor's going to do what they're supposed to do, the anesthesia,
God,
the nurses, all that have a care.
Yes.
So, Jesus, we just want to give you glory. We want to give you praise. We stand in the gap for Teresa. Give him hallelujah, praise, hallelujah to you, Lord. Ah, God for blessing. We speak life and health and wholeness. And they will not have to go back in. They will not have to be, glory to God, hallelujah, any problems. We thank you, Jesus, as we bless you and bless the family. Pray that, glory to God, that you'll bless Teresa also to be calm and glory to God and celebrate you, for it is well in the name of Jesus. Praise and glory to God. You're so wonderful, so wonderful. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory
to your holy name.
Thank
you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
praise
you,
God. Is that Mother Ella McCormick, you on the line too? You on the line? That looks like her number, so I thought that was her on the line. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Bless
I'm
the
on
Lord.
The line. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Well, we're just trying to celebrate for your daughter. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank
I,
you,
I
Jesus.
I want to change something from the procedure. We just got the call. They still going getting there, but they say they will be ready for her. They're going to do it at 12 o'clock tonight. So they're giving her a chance to get there. And they get all the stuff together. They say they're getting it prepped for everything to be ready when she get there so they can go ahead and
praise God. Praise God. So are you down there now or are you home?
No, I'm on the road going to where she at.
All right, then, praise God.
I'm on the highway traveling to, we on our way going to Greenville.
Well, praise God. Well, we thank God for that report, and we're still going to be standing the gap throughout the night in the name of Jesus. So we're going to get ready for prayer now in the name of Jesus and still celebrate Jesus. Amen.
Awesome.
So I'm going to ready to put you all back on mute. Oh, Brother Black, why are you there instead of me just going and pulling up a scripture? You have a scripture in your heart. You can go ahead and say the scripture, and then we're going to get ready to go in prayer. And then we'll have you, then you have the lead after me in prayer, because I'm going to go by what's online. After you do the scripture, I'm going to go on and pray. Then it will be Mother Willett was right after you online. There's Mother Alexander, and then is my sister, trying to see if Bird came up. I didn't have everybody online to celebrate. They must have came up right after we started praying. No, I don't see. Is that Pastor Bird? Nope, that's not her. So in the meantime, we'll go back again. Right after you do the scripture, I'm going to pray. Then it'll be Mother Willette, Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick, Pastor Sims, and then whoever after that time, if we have some time. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to mute all the lines back now, except Brother Black and whoever's getting ready to pray. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, my brother.
Yes, ma'am. 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we do bless you and honor you and give you glory, for this is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall continue to rejoice and be glad in it. You are so phenomenal. You are so wonderful. We thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God. Glory to God for our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Forgive us for every offense against your word. God, any sin, any doubt, anything that will come in, glory to God, to bring any division between you and us. God, we pray, glory to God, the more as we humble ourselves before you and allow thy will be done in us. God, we know there's so many things going on in the earth realm, but there's still many things that you are doing and proving yourself unto your people over and over and over. All you desire of us to have faith in you, be obedient to you, and submit ourselves to you, and glory to God, do your will. And, Lord, the blessings that you have for us overshadowing. We can't even comprehend, glory to God, the height and the depth, glory to God, and the width of your love and what you would like to do for us as we will be submitted to you, to be the witness in the earth realm of who you are and to be disciples for Christ, for people to recognize that, glory to God, hallelujah, you, hallelujah, in us, in this earth. We bless you, Jesus. God, we thank you, glory, in the midst of everything that's going on. We ask you, Lord God, to touch so many lives, glory to God, hallelujah, that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. God, we are praying for deliverance. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Open their hearts and minds to recognize that there is a true and living God, and his name is Jesus, not Buddha and not all these other gods and things that people are worshiping, and even worshiping the devil and everything else that the adversary is putting, trying to, glory to God, make sure that hell continue to enlarge itself. But God, we are know that you're saying, whosoever will, let them come. Hallelujah. You've already shedded all your blood. You've already sacrificed your life. You've already went through all the trials and struggles and everything that we can never even comprehend. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we're just praying that the word of God will penetrate these hearts and, glory to God, deliverance will take place. Let us be first, as we're supposed to be the first partakers, and we're supposed to be the example and the light. God, we are praying, glory to God, for an opening of the heart, glory to God, of some of your people that are half-heartedly living for you, nonchalant, when we're supposed to be witnesses in the earth realm, glory to God, of you and the power of your anointing and the healing and deliverance. God, so we are praying in the midst of all that, God, that you will heal even some broken hearts and deliver some people out of the challenges of their minds, for the challenges of things that have gone through in life and the lies and the deception that the enemy has bought in the name of Jesus, because he started that in the garden. But God, the second Adam, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, has come to redeem us back to the Father. But we got to be willing and obedient to submit ourselves and let your will be done. So we are praying for people, God, that don't know you in the partnerships. An awakening, bind Satan up in his little cohorts and every setup, trap, plot, and plan that have brought deception or hard-heartedness or envy and all, glory to God, everything that you said that we're not to do, that's what he's telling them to do. Making them feel like that's the only way out. Some even with suicide and others with murder and this one, that, and others, other ones stealing, this one, not covenant and all kinds of things, glory to God. We come against that manipulating, controlling spirit. We plead the blood of Jesus. We come against, glory to God, the prejudice and the hard-heartedness and the hatredness and the things of the what the enemy has deceived people with. We plead the blood of Jesus. We come against the forces of evil, glory to God, that has come to snatch, glory to God, the life out of glory to God, of everyone, from our children all the way up to adults and trying to not even let our children even have a life. Glory to God, the blood of Jesus. We rebuke and bind him and loose him from all his lies in Jesus' name. To go back to the dry places from whence he came. We speak life, glory to God. For those, glory to God, hallelujah, that strongholds from drugs and alcohol and everything else, glory to God, and all kinds of things, and the pedophiles and the homosexual acts and everything that the devil has set people up over to God to even believe that's how they were born, or they even got caught up in it because they were raped or incest and went on and all kind of things that the devil has done over that to cause some people just to be so bitter and hate for all the spirit over to God that has come from over to God, this self-murder, mutilation and murder and all the ones of bombing and everything they can do over to God to come out just to destroy, destruction in the name of Jesus, to bring fear in the earth and fear in other people. He used one to do some horrific and horrible things to cause other one to be fearful of this and fearful of that. Oh, but the blood of Jesus. Jesus is still on the throne and he's still doing great and mighty things. He's still glory operating in the earth realm, no matter what the devil say here and there. But whosoever will, let him come. And some glory to God have to be destroyed. I mean, the yokes have to be destroyed for them to come through an awakening, to come to. That's why it's important for us to pray. That's why it's important for us to live holy and live right. Ah, God, so God's will can be done in the earth in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying, glory to God, that we'll not allow fear to take over us. Not saying that fear will not try to come in and glory to God, try to shake us like a leaf on a tree. But God, when we come to ourselves, we're remembering who God is and what his word says and his promises. That's why we have to build ourselves up in our most holy faith in the name of Jesus. And there are different levels of fear and different types of fears in the name of Jesus, where somebody may not be fearful of man or harm to themselves. There may be a fear, glory to God of death. There may be a fear, glory to God, because of things that are going on that seem like it's not going to turn around in this marriage or this relationship or the children, or a fear, glory to God, of a phobia of whatever the enemy says. And sometimes he just overwhelms people, glory to God, just living in fear because of all the things going on in the cosmos, or things that are going on with the pandemic and things that are going on in the floods and the fires and everything else that doesn't happen, and some tragedies or death or whatever. But that devil still is a liar. God has a way to restore and heal and deliver and encourage. And then some things, glory to God, that we don't lost. Oh, my God, he's a healer of the broken heart in the name of Jesus. Oh, because it can be so many things. Hallelujah, that can go on, and hallelujah, that may not get turned around, but he know how to heal, and he know how to deliver if we put our trust and our faith in him. So God, I'm praying that, glory to God, that you will help us as believers to stand fast and hold fast to your word in the name of Jesus, so that we can be these vessels that you can channel your anointing through, so people can be able to see the light of Jesus Christ and know who he really is and his purpose and plan for our lives in the name of Jesus. I have a plan for you, and that plan is good, not for evil, declares the Lord. To glory to God, that he wants to heal, he wants to deliver, he wants to save, he wants to encourage, he wants to build, he wants to restore. In the name of Jesus, he has a future for us. Ah, God, and Lord, even on this earth realm, let us not get caught up like some people, glory to God, setting their treasures up, glory to God, here where the moth and the rust can destroy. But God set our treasures up in heaven. You say, wherever our heart is, our treasure is, that's where our heart is. Lord, let it be in you and the heavenly things, because you desire for us to be blessed and prosper and be in good health as our soul prosper. You already said, seek first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness, and everything else will be added. Oh, glory to God, not to worry about the food, the clothing, the shelter. Oh, glory to God, even getting married and this, that, and the other, and the property and all this. God puts you first. You are so good to us, and you said if we delight ourselves in you, give us the desires of our hearts. You said if we walk upright before you, hold no good thing from us. Oh, God, you blessed us in so many ways. Help us to learn how to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. You said there will be storms in life and trials and tribulations, but don't let the storms, glory to God, take over our lives to the point that we are just finding ourselves just floating out on the ocean, glory to God, on a ship without a sail. Help us to be steadfast in the faith. The no, glory to God, on the other side of this, hallelujah, glory to God, you got a plan. So God, help us to look to the hills with coming to our help, and our help coming from you, so we can get stable in you and submit to you and hold on to that. We can be a blessing to somebody while we are going through, as you told Peter, that thief, glory to God, that devil, that deceptive thing, that manipulator, hallelujah, that slew foot, he desires to sift you as wheat, but I pray that your faith faileth not. He's doing the same thing right now, hallelujah, at the right hand of the Father, making intercession on our behalf. Oh, so God, help us to not let our faith fail in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. But you said, hallelujah, in your word. Glory to God. When you've been converted, Peter, as he's letting us know, glory to God, when you can be converted, then strengthen your brother. When we come through with our testimony, when we come through glorifying the Lord and through the storms and the trials and the fires and what else, oh, God know how to make us fireproof, right? We're in that fire. Oh, he won't allow the enemy to consume us. But in that midst of that fire, he's burning some stuff off of us. He's revealing some things. He's talking to us, and he is allowing, glory to God, some things to prove himself for him to get some glory. And other times, glory to God, hallelujah, it's allowing us to change and be conformed, glory, not to be conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our minds. But God, help us to glorify you. Help us to appreciate you. Help us to glorify and magnify you. Help us not to be the gimme, 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 gimme. Why won't you? What you do, what you do. But Lord, I want to thank you. I want to glorify. I want to magnify. Even before I get it, I want to thank you, glory, in advance, because your promises are sure. You said it, it's settled, and now it's up to me. Am I going to believe that you're going to do it? God, I thank you, Lord God, for blessing people that love you, that will stand together and see the power of God in operation. It's as two stand together in anything, two or three, how to move, how you will move, God, so how many of us coming together that we can see the miraculous and the powerful hand of God at work. We've even seen it in so many. Help us not to start doubting now. Help us not to get over to God, overwhelmed, because the enemy will just try to bombard us with so much to find out, glory to God. Are you going to give up on your God? Do you really believe he is God? Do you believe he will bring you out of this? Do you think you're going to live through this? Do you think, glory to God? Oh, my God, we bind up the spirit of confusion and chaos. Oh, we're going to keep our mind. Our mind is the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, we're going to think on those things that are true and honest and lovely and glory to God of a good report. Hallelujah. We're going to stand, hallelujah, fast on what God's word is saying, not what we're feeling, because we are not saved by feelings. We are saved by grace, and we got to stand on faith. Oh, we are thanking you, Lord, because we pray one for another, bearing one another burdens. Hallelujah. Oh, the strong, bear the infirmities of the weak. We're going to stand over to God, believing people, no matter what, even as we stand together for this kidney tonight, as we've been standing for the longest in this past year or so. And God, you got an appointed time for everything. So we thank you, Lord God, for touching and strengthening and encouraging. Thank you for those that have been even canceled and dried up and they canceled. Thank you, Lord God, for those that have went through heart attacks and strokes and glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for people, families been going through this, that, and the other, and you healed and delivered, going through and their children and all this. God, so many things, even on this prayer line. We done heard it before. Glory, the prayer line was existed over the years, but even what you done blessed in the midst of us standing together and others on the outside, glory to God, that hit the word, heard the word, and how you blessed. Even when disturbances in our bodies and different things going on that we don't understand, stuff's going on with people's minds and this, that, and the other, turning some situations around, glory to God, even after death when people have been overwhelmed by what they went through, God, you're still proving and doing it. And thank you that we can be able to witness some of it. Some things, glory, that you've given us individually to do and collectively to do. Oh, and God, you've proven yourself. So many testimonies we done heard throughout life. The hand of God, the hand of God. No matter what Satan has done or doing, God, the hand of God. That's why we have to keep looking to the hills which cometh our help. Looking to you as the author and the finisher of faith. Standing on your word, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And you told us not to be weary and well doing. We shall reap if we faint not. We'll thank you, Lord God, you didn't call us to be faint hearted people, that we are globally out, not coward soldiers, but we're standing, hallelujah, on the wall like Nehemiah, and we cannot come down. No matter all the taunting, the agitation, the aggravation, all the things that the enemy been doing inside our house, outside the house, in the White House, wherever he was, and doing, glory to God, but glory to God, we bind up that stalker right now, on that death demon, that one that comes to try to steal our sleep when we're trying to rest, trying to torment us in our bodies when we're aching and glory to God, racked with pain. But God, that's why it's so important to keep praying. Praying, glory to God, on the mountaintop. Don't stop praying because everything is going well. Pray, glory to God, so when you get in the valley, if you can only say, Jesus, Jesus, or just help, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. In the midst of accidents, incidents, and all kind of confusion and chaos. Hallelujah. Betrayal. You done been through it all, and you're teaching us how to rely on you, not to let this flesh rise. And what I would, and I would, and I would, I would, I would, I would, can land us right up in hell. In the name of Jesus, we ought to be to a place, as that word said the other night, does hell know your name? Oh, glory to God. Tell hell I'm not coming. We got to make up our mind. I'm going to stand for Jesus. Holler you in spite of whatever. I'm not going to let the devil turn me around to go to hell, to get caught up in this chaos in this world, and just for a few moments of pleasure, or just glory to God, just for glory to God, to put up glory to God, hallelujah, buildings and this and that, and building up glory to God everything down here in the earth. So when it's time to go home, we won't make it that way to heaven. If we do, it's only for judgment. We don't want that. We want you to say, well done, our good and faithful servant. So, God, of being on our post, God, regardless of what our bodies feel like, if you said do it, do it. If you said we can go through it, go through it. If you said glory to God, wait, wait. If you said glory to God, don't be anxious, don't be anxious. If you said fear not, because I'm with you, then stand on it. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Seeking you and standing on you. God, thank you, glory to God, even for the visitation, hallelujah, of your spirit. When we get in your presence, hallelujah, glory to God, there's fullness of joy. So we pray against all these satanic voices that come in to brainwash people's minds, especially our youth, because you know when they catch on fire and when they put their minds together that they're going to stand and do some things or accomplish things. Even if it's evil, just like that Tower of Babel, when all those was coming together, one language, on one accord, glory to God, building up, glory to God, trying to build a tower to heaven, you had to confound that language. Oh, they were evil and on one accord. How much if we stand down, glory to God in faith, hallelujah, really moving, because if when we do, even with some of us, just for a few, we see the power. How much is the body of Christ? We'll stand firm on the word together and not have all these little miniature gods and idols and all these other things to interfere, all the pleasures of life and this, that, and prestige and power, not being distracted by all that and greed. Oh, what a powerful force to be reckoned with. We will be as disciples for Christ, the body of Christ. Oh, my God. We wouldn't see all this murdering, killing, and glory to God, and bombing, and all of these horrible things. They will be able to see the hand of God through the healings and the deliverance of all the things that the enemy has sent in sickness and disease, because it's not of God, because he have already said, if by his stripes we were healed, healing is his wings. He sent the word already. He designed for us to be prosperous in good health. He told us we can speak the word in the name of Jesus, because that even started in creation, and we are part of him. Oh, if we could just stand on it and stand and stand and stand and believe it and act on it. Oh, even for ourselves, to lay hands on ourselves, not only just for others, but as the leading of the Lord. In some word, we can just speak all around the globe and we'll see miraculous taking place. Oh, God, but I'm praying that we come on one accord to more, and we're going to see all the washing and the healings and the deliverance and the cleansing of God's word, a revival, hallelujah, being manifested. It's already in progress, but a true revival all across the globe. Oh, God, for those that don't know you in the pardon of sins, the other ones, glory, to wake up and recognize how we need to be reinforced the more, standing on his promises, standing on his word. But in the midst of it all, we can hold on to faith while we're standing and not doubting, not wavering, but make sure that our life living individually, so whatever time he calls us in, hallelujah, whatever day it is, hallelujah, that we will be able to glory to God, be in a place that he say, well done, my good and faithful servant, binding up the hand of the enemy, trying to take us off our course, to take us off out of here before time for God to finish the work. We plead the blood of Jesus. So the more we draw nigh to you, you draw nigh to us. The more we stand on your word, the more you're going to prove yourself and use us for your glory. In the name of Jesus, that we see more people saved, delivered, and set free, and standing and staying in the cross, staying in the body of Christ, not just saved and glory to God, find themselves. God, we got to be better fishermen, but we also need shepherds that will shepherd the sheep, that will not go out, shear the sheep down till they're bleeding. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Trying to get everything they can get out of them for their greed. But that will shepherd the sheep. And glory to God, be encouraging and building. And hallelujah, that be concerned in the name of Jesus. As we pray for the shepherds, God, even the more that they'll be in their place to stay, glory to God, as priests of the gospel. We're praying for more people, glory to God, to wake up and recognize that we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but praying one for another, seeing each people, each one, glory to God, healed and encouraged and building finances, glory to God, and things that are in the poor. You say poor will be among us, but God, what we can do to even help and to do, hallelujah, otherwise. When we have done what God requires of us, glory to God, then that's all that he requires of us. God, that we'll even rest our bodies and take care of our bodies for longevity, and we'll be able to be healthier more and whole in every area to be able to do what God called us to do. But in in the meantime, help us not to be waiting on flesh, but wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen our hearts. Help us, glory to God, to be helpers one to another and to be the vessels that you're calling for in these last days. We are thanking you, Lord, for the word, because we got to have that word. We got to have to let the Holy Spirit lead us. We got to be obedient. We can't just pray, but we got to be obedient. We got to be able to, glory to God, be able to bless others and not be concerned about being, can I get this, can I get this, and being envious of others. We got to walk in forgiveness and to walk in the love that God called the agape. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we bless you. We thank you for these people on this prayer line. These vessels, glory to God, that you call them so faithful, that will be in alignment to pray and seek the Lord's face and intercede for others. We are thanking you, Lord God, for blessing them to be a blessing. God, oh God, 8 years going into 9 and standing on God's word, nobody but God. Thank you, Lord God, for their families, their loved ones. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the body of Christ. Thank you, glory to God, for their faithfulness. We pray, God, that you minister and move, even while they're hurting and going through things. They're standing on the wall and doing what God called them. That anointing had to come from God. This glory to God that he's placed together, hallelujah, what God put together, let no man put asunder, but it had to be God. But our faithfulness of saying, not I, but the Christ, oh, that we keep in mind, it's not about nobody, hallelujah, but the Lord, as we come together to glorify the Lord. Thank God, glory to God, for the eagles. Thank God, hallelujah, for the anointing. Thank God for the promises. Thank God for faithfulness. Thank God, glory to God, putting aside our differences and ill petty into windows and this, that, and the other, cursing and casting and silencing the devil, so we can come on one accord to see the power of God in operation. Continue to heal and deliver even in their lives and families. Oh, God, as we pray one for another and others, we bless you today. Thank you for the prayers that they pray for me faithfully and touching my body and healing. And even, glory to God, through this miraculous move, glory to God, of this trip even to California and back and all that was going on, glory to God. We bless the Lord in the name of Jesus for bringing, glory to God, my granddaughter back, and Alicia, I mean, Carmen Leader and Pastor Bird and myself, and thanking God for the sacrifices for Alicia and Archie and their families there. All be well. Nobody could have did the things, glory to God, but you to do that. But that is just nothing compared to all that you've already done for us and yet to do and yet to come. If we just keep our eyes on you and obedient to your will and being, glory to God, true, glory to God, to the cause of Christ. God, we love you today. We appreciate you and we adore you, magnify you, and we ask you, Lord, continue to help us keep our eyes open and being faithful to you and being, glory to God, in a place that we can be vessels that you can use and channel this anointing. Help us to walk more in forgiveness and let the things of the past and forgive, and let things you reveal to us back from our childhood up need to be dealt with, and something needs to be released, and some things, glory to God, even if people are gone on the glory and some are still holding on to some things, we are praying that they'll be as believers to let go and let God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things become new. The devil always want to try to pull you back looking in the rear view mirror, looking at what and this and that and whatever. These little voices and little thoughts will come up, but we got to tear down every imagination, destroy those yokes, bring them down into captivity in obedience to the things of God, and stand on God's word and not to rehearse the stuff, making it bigger and giving it, keeping it alive. We got to kill those old Jasons and all that other foolishness that in the closets and let go and let God, and don't deny and justify. That's in the body of Christ. We know it's in the world, but it's sad in the body of Christ. And then they don't want to hear when the word comes and truth comes, even when God bring it through somebody just because it wasn't the person you thought. Then sometimes people are just allowing the enemy, glory to God, just hold them in captivity because they're in denial and justify why this and why that and why this. Go, plead the blood. God, what your will is? What is it? Search me. And God, help me to not be that person that will say, oh, well, this is why. Oh, this. No, well is mighty deep and some of it is dry. Help us like never before. Let the wells of living water spring up out of us. Not that muddy, dirty, whatever. Oh, the blood of Jesus. That's a message another time, but it's for all of us. If we're going to come clean and let God bless and use these vessels for honor, we got to let go and let God. And glory, I'd be who he called us to be. And he's trying to transform us every day, more and more. And he's talking, do we have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church? At this time, praise the Lord, we give God glory and honor as we allow our brother, glory to God, to go forth now, and Brother Minister Black, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, God. We lift up a pastor right now, Pastor. Oh, Lord. Of the pastor and CEO of this prayer line who God has ordained to do so. Pastor BJ, Father, we just thank you, Lord, how you worked it out in our body, God, how things are already done when we speak it, when we speak it over the atmosphere and over our bodies, over our families, God. Lord, you sent your word and you healed them in Psalms 107 and delivered them from their destruction. Psalms 107 and 20, God, how you always hasten to prove your word, to perform your word. You're not a man that you should lie, not a son of man that you should repent. God, and how you brought them to California safely and brought them safely back. Blessed shall they go out and blessed shall they come in. God, how your anointing, how your favor is on your children's life, the remnant of God, the body of Christ, young, old, the color has no barrier. God, we just thank you. We stand on your word. We hold fast, God. We eat the whole word of God, Lord, and it's sweet to our mouth and bitter in our stomach because there's a task that you have each one of us to do. There's a word that each one of us have to speak to those wherever we are, God, and we thank you, Lord. There's a mission. We're on assignment. We're distributing agents, and we're prosperity agents and distributing. Where warehouse is, God, Lord, to be a blessing to those that are around us and to those that you send us to and to those that you lay them on our hearts, God. We just thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for our mother, Teresa, our sister, Teresa, our daughter, Teresa, because she's a daughter of Mother McCormick. She's a sister. She has a biological sister, and she's a mom to, I know, a young lady named Sapori, my baby Sapori. But most of all, she's a daughter of Zion. She is your child, God. And, Lord, how faithful you are, even in our faithfulness. God, even when we don't want to do it, Lord, you don't always want to do it. You always want to do it, God. And, Lord, in your promises, a yes and amen. God, and we just thank you. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord which keepeth me, he will not slumber nor sleep. Woe, the Lord is my keeper, the Lord is my shade. Upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. No, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore. My help, all of my help cometh from the Lord. I will trust in the Lord with all my heart and not lean on to mine own understanding. But in all my ways, I will acknowledge him, and he will direct my path. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you because this bonus, this blessing, this already written decree is for every child of God that says, yes to the Lord, come into my heart. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Though the enemy may come in one way, but God will smite the enemy and he will flee seven ways. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Though the enemy come in like a flood, God will lift up a standard. Hallelujah, God. You're exceedingly great. And we thank you, God. We have a right to praise you, God. All the great things you've done for us in our lives, past, present, even the future, you died on the cross for that. Just so we could live an abundant life, a peaceful life, walking in the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, meekness, faithfulness, and self-control, God. And how you perfect us day by day. How our lives become brighter and brighter in the Spirit. Walking in the newness of life because of our life now we live is in Christ Jesus. And we shall fear no evil. For you haven't given us a spirit of fear. And the evil one is not of you, but you've given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. We're walking in faith and victory. And Lord, that we can please you all the day long, every day, doing your will, God, more and more, less of me, less of the world, less of acting like the enemy, and more walking like Christ, acting like Christ, living like Christ, living for you, Father God, in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word. Thank you for this marvelous prayer line. Only you can do it. Only you can put a team together. And there's no weak links. Everybody is strong in the Spirit and mighty in battle. Mighty men and women of valor, having the whole armor of God on, walking in the word, seeing blessings come to pass, blood covenanted people. God, we bless you. No one can do a greater but you. No one can do a greater but you. Not our own evil desires. The enemy can't do it. He has set you up and then bless you and then take it away and laugh at us when we commit treason against God. Thank you, Lord. Forgive us of our sins of omission and commission, God. We repent word, thought, and deed, God. We want to walk in the very image and likeness of your dear Son, Father. In the name of Jesus, and thank you for giving us the victory, the strength, the power, even a changed heart and mind, the willingness to do so. I will walk in the blessings of God, walk in the word of God. Even change our conversation and the words that we speak. You fill our bellies up with your presence, with the Holy Ghost, who leads us and guides us into all truth. God, we thank you. If you had not been on our side, where would we be? We thank you. Now we honor you for the great things you've done. We appreciate you because you are our friend. You are our heavenly Father. And there's no one like you. There's no one like you. And we thank you for watching over our families. And we appreciate you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised, God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. Hallelujah. The scripture says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It also says, praise God, I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress, my God, in you I will trust. Hallelujah. You will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Glory be to God. You will cover us with your feathers, and under your wings shall we trust. Your truth shall be our shield and our buckler. We shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waste at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High, our habitation, there shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. Heavenly Father, I just come before your presence with thanksgiving and praise and thanking you for the power of your word. Thank you for being the true and the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you for another day's journey. Thank you for strength. Thank you for the prayers of your wonderful saints, dear God. Minister BJ, Brother Black, glory be to God. Thank you for what you're doing for Teresa, Lord God, and bringing her to this point where she can get that kidney transplant. And we're just trusting that you're going to be in the room, glory be to God, with her. Be in the, Lord God, hands of the physicians, the nurses, the anesthesiologists, all those that may be assisting her. God, we are just thanking you for what you're doing in advance. Thanking you for, Lord God, her family being there to support her, Lord God, and giving them strength, Lord God, in this hour. We just praise you, Lord God. We honor you. We worship you. Father, we thank you for life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Thank you that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God, that you love us, that you are for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God for sitting at the right hand of the Father and yet interceding on our behalf. Thank you for the breath, Lord God, that we breathe. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, for strength on the day. Oh, I hear Mother BJ was exhausted, Lord God. I can only imagine how tired she is. But God, you give her the strength that she needs to continue on and to get the rest that she needs in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. I just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. And Father God, hallelujah. I praise you this evening, hallelujah, because there's no good thing that you'll withhold from them that walk upright. I trust you. I lean and depend on the power of your word. I thank you that you've let me know that I am your daughter. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And you love me, and you're working situations out. Even when they don't feel good, sometimes they don't look good, Lord God, and it seems like it's one situation after the other. But I'm leaning and depending on you. Glory be, I've learned, as the songwriter say, how to lean and to depend on you. I thank you that I've come to the conclusion that you're yet on the throne. You see everything that's going on, so nothing has caught you by surprise. We don't know everything because we're not, Lord God, we're just limited human beings. There's only so much. Unless you reveal it to us, we won't know. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. I thank you that, hallelujah, your word teach, hallelujah, Lord God, and give us direction. And I pray for your Holy Spirit to help me even to pray. In the name of Jesus, I pray for wisdom and guidance this evening. We look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from you. Thank you, Father, for sanctifying us, Lord God, with thy word. Wash us with your word. As David said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Lord God, we ask you to blot out our transgressions, cleanse us of our iniquities. Forgive us for any sins, Father God. And if we have any unforgiveness, we cast it out in Jesus' name. We bind up that is not like you, that's trying to get in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan of our lives. We plead the blood of Jesus against these addictions and strongholds, and we bind up the demon of immorality in Christ Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against the demon of, Lord God, oppression and depression. We pray for those, Lord God, that are suffering, Lord God, with some form of illness or sickness, and we pray according to your divine will and purpose for our lives, Lord God. We pray your word, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2, 24, Psalms 107, verse 20, and praise God, hallelujah, Exodus, the 23rd chapter, verse 25. Glory be to God. Bless the food and our drink and take any sickness from our bodies. We plead the blood of Jesus and we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, right now, that you heal us of any, Lord God, things that's trying to fight against our bodies. In the name, we come against, Lord God, any growths of cancer. We pray for no aneurysms, no heart attacks, no strokes. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray, oh God, for divine health in the body, supernatural divine health, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And, Lord God, the prayer says, thank you for giving us liberty and freedom from sickness, disease, from strongholds and addictions, Lord God, from these things that's trying to block your divine plan for our lives. And we plead the blood of Jesus against them. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that can't do for themselves. And we pray for the paraplegics, Lord God, the caretakers, Lord God. And we know that some have been uprooted and, Lord God, displaced from their homes. And some have been displaced from nursing homes and had to find somewhere else to go. And the places that they've gone, it's not up to code. And we pray that now that visitors are coming to visit those people that were in a nursing home, that God, these people that are in charge of these houses where people have gone to stay, that they'll get those homes up to par and begin to treat the people right, because you don't like when people mistreat other people, when they do people wrong. You don't like it, and you're going to get them for it. Lord God, hallelujah, the Bible teach me you're going to reap what you say. So if you don't treat people right, Lord God, you're going to get them for that in Jesus' name. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you help those that are weak, Lord God, this evening and can't help themselves. I pray that you, Lord God, just remember those, Lord God, that are not yet saved. I know you love every person on earth, and you would that none should perish. So I pray, God, you put someone in the path of that soul that's lost and let them know that Jesus is still the way, the truth, and the life, that Jesus is yet the answer for the world today. And we pray that people will stop being stubborn and mule-headed and begin to consider that it's time to fully surrender to God. If they're tired of the situation that they're in, if they don't want to change, they're going to have to surrender to you. God, help people to experience the depth, the width, the length, the height of your love. You love us so much that you, Lord God, you're good, and you want good for all of your people in Christ Jesus. So we pray for those that are not yet where they ought to be. We pray, Father, special prayer for those that are traveling. Thank you for Minister BJ and them and getting back and forth to their destinations and back, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we pray because this is a season where a lot of people will be traveling, whether it's by highway, maybe by trailway, maybe airway, maybe even waterway. We pray for safety, Father, your angels to be in camp to keep people safe. And we pray favor, especially when you're going to try to do something to improve things in someone else's life. We pray much favor in their lives in Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, that with all this season of storms, hurricanes, that you take destruction. I thank you, Lord, that you said whatever we ask you in the name of Jesus, you would give it to us. John 16:23 and verse 24 tell us why you give it to us, so our joy can be full. So we pray in Christ Jesus, because you said, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door be open, seek and you shall find. Hallelujah. In Mark 11:22-24, praise God. Hallelujah. So we ask that you take destruction out of the storm. God, save lives. Hallelujah. You in the business of saving lives. Glory be to God. So we pray, O Lord God, that you help. And we pray, O Father God, for our nation on this evening. Now, we pray for those in leadership, those in positions of authority, those in the health care and medical fields. Thank you that, Lord God, you give them wisdom and knowledge. And Lord God, let the people know if they're in positions to be a help to somebody else, you're looking at how they're treating other people. And they shouldn't, Lord God, distinguish from one to another just because this one is poor and don't have insurance that you just not going to treat them right. The blood of Jesus against this wicked way of thinking in Jesus' name. We pray for the people, Lord God. We pray for those that are maybe at homes, Lord God, and accept someone come and help them, Lord God. We pray that you would continue to give them a reason of hope, Lord God. And we pray that you always, by the power of your Holy Spirit, give us a word to minister to people that they may know that you truly or genuinely love and care for all of us. And you want, hallelujah, the very best for us. And if anybody can provide that, it's you. We pray, oh Lord God, for our military. We pray for those, Lord God, in authority in the White House, Lord God, those in governmental positions, those in legislatures making laws, Lord God. We pray that they'll do right. Pray for wise counsel. Pray for our young people while they're out of school that they'll think of good things to do and not spend so much time wasting it, Lord God, but to come up with good plans, Lord God. And the parents, I pray for them in the name of Jesus. We lift up all of our families, our children, grandchildren. Thank you for the good fathers, Lord God. Bless them in a special way for setting good examples, godly examples for the family to go by in Christ Jesus. So glad to hear Brother Black on the line and praying again and singing. Glory be to God. Bless him. Strengthen him. Meet his needs according to your riches and glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our sisters, Lord God, that are always on the wall, Lord God. Hallelujah. And will not take down. Glory be to God. I see, Lord, you've given Minister BJ, even though she's tired, she was still pressing on, Lord God, and she was moving on that train like never before. Glory be to God. Lifting up, Lord God, the words of prayer in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you have mercy, Lord God, and help us all. And Father, don't forget about those that are bereaved. I lift up the Burrell family this evening. Oh Lord, have mercy. Another wonderful person is gone on, but God, I thank you that her soul is in eternity with you. And I pray, oh Lord God, for those that are yet, Lord God, waiting for their deliverance. I pray, Lord God, that you do such wonderful things in the life of those that are leaning and depending and trusting in you. We look to you, Father God, for all of our help comes from you. We pray for our leadership in the body of Christ. Lord God, our pastors and teachers, and Lord God, the helps, Lord God. We pray those administrative, Lord God, the apostles and the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors. Lord God, we just pray for all of those, Lord God, those that are yet pressing to get out to the house of God. We pray for those in our neighborhoods, our communities. We pray against this excess violence, the blood of Jesus against, Lord God, all of this violence in the land. We pray, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. And we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness, the works of evil, the works of witchcraft, whatever it is that's trying to get in the way of what your divine plan, purpose, and will for our lives. We pray that you will destroy it and nullify it in Christ Jesus' name. I pray the prayer of faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Bless your people. Thank you, Lord God, for your servants on tonight. Continue to be with those, Lord God. Someone's yet waiting, Lord God. Hallelujah, the child, Lord God, need to be delivered. We're praying against, Lord God, the demon of alcohol and drugs and immorality, the blood of Jesus against it. Oh, God, I pray that people will be loosed and shaken. And, Lord God, wake up, Lord God, and choose Jesus. And I know, Lord God, if they choose Jesus, that you're going to give them the help to rescue them from this sin-sick, Lord God, world, in the name of Jesus. We bless you now. We thank you. We praise you. I pray for each person that, and their families that's represented on this line. Be with us all and strengthen us, Lord God. We love you. We pray that you take that thought out of the heart of that young lady that thinks that there's no sense in living anymore. Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus against that seed of suicide, the blood of Jesus, and we command, we pray for, lift up and cry out, Deborah, in the name of Jesus, praying for, Lord God, that she will see that, Lord God, there's a whole lot to live for. If you gave us life, you want us to live it to the full. We love you this evening. We thank you this evening. We praise you. Bless my brother and sisters on this line. Continue to meet their needs according to your riches and glory. And for that, Father God, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we pray this prayer of faith, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus' name, with the expectation that it is already done. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah, praise Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to your name, Father God. Lord, we thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. You are so merciful, Father God, and we just want to thank you today, Lord. Psalms 136, a few of the scriptures says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great and wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon, star, to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that divide the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remember us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And that redeem us from our enemy, for his mercy endureth forever. Who give food to all flesh, for his mercy endure it forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And let us know, no matter what goes on, God's mercy is forever. Remember, don't care how things look, call on the Lord, because he let us know that his mercy is forever. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for watching over our fatherless sons and daughters. We thank you for watching over our daughters and our sons. We thank you for watching over our grands, great-grands, oh God. Only you keep them, Heavenly Father, because you see the hearts of the children of men, Lord God. And there is nothing that you cannot do, Heavenly Father, because according to the promise, Lord, nothing is too hard for our God to do. And Lord, thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for strengthening them, Lord, for keeping a hedge around them, Lord. Lord, you gave us power and authority here on earth. You said whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. So we're binding up any type of sickness and disease that come against our sons and daughters. We're binding it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because we know your promise, he said, Lord God. Above all, you want us to be in good health and prosperous. Father, I believe, Lord God, that your word said it. I believe it. We're standing on it, Lord God, because we believe the word, Heavenly Father. And Lord God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that you gave us the power and the authority here on earth to stand faithful and bind the works of the enemy up. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for you are the only way for us, Heavenly Father. Thank you for mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord God. Sometimes we made mistakes. But your mercy, Lord God, your mercy is there forever that we can always call upon you, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for the young people out there today, Lord God. Some of them is just falling on the wayside, Lord God. Oh, God, we bind that foul spirit of drug and alcohol that come against them, Lord. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell because we command it to loose the mind, Lord, loose the body. Oh, Father God, you tell us in your word, Lord, whatever we bind and hurt. And, Lord, we binding up this foul spirit that attacked this young mind, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, help them to stand strong in the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord God, to know that they have authority and dominion in the name of Jesus. To call on the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy in their life, Lord God. So much things going on in this world today, Lord, but I know your promises tell us, Lord, if we pray, and Lord, help us to stand strong, Lord God, and knowing that we have the authority to pray down the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for mercy and grace in our lives, Lord God. Thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord God. Thank you for taking them into your arms, Lord God. Thank you for sheltering over them, Lord God, because only you can do it, Heavenly Father. Lord God, your promise is said you will never leave them nor forsake them. And Lord, we're standing on your word, Lord God. Help us to continue to stand strong, Lord God, and fight the good fight of faith for these young people, Lord God. Because, Father, you see it all, Heavenly Father. Nothing is hidden from you, Lord God. And we're binding up the works of the enemy that come against them in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word that cast all our cares on you. Help us to know that we have a Father that will stand faithful, Lord God. because you're the only faithful God. There is no other God like you, Heavenly Father. You are the God that created all things, and you know everything before it even happened. So, Heavenly Father, we pray for these young people out there, Lord, and those that is yours, Lord God, that calling on the name of Jesus, that love you, Lord, that serve you, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you strengthen them, Lord. Give them double portion, Lord. That they be warriors without stop, Lord God. When they stand, they stand. Help them to be strong in the word, Lord God. And know that they are warriors to stand faithful in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that is everlasting, Heavenly Father. We pray for our president and our vice president, Lord. Continue to strengthen them, Lord God. Continue to let them stand, Lord God. Continue to let them call on the name of Jesus and stand strong in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord God, you are the author and finisher of everything. All we have to do is continue to put our faith in you and pray and claim the victory that you gave us, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for mercy and grace in our life, Lord God. We pray for the sick, Lord. There's so many aches and pain and disease that's going on today, Lord God. But we know your word tells us, Lord, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. And I come against that foul spirit of pain and ache, binding it up in the name of Jesus. And command it to loose the body in the name of Jesus. It has no dominion. It has no authority. Father, you see First Lady on our knees, First Lady Alfred, Lord God. You see the attack on our body, Lord, that come against our knee. But, Lord God, we know that your word said, Lord, if we pray. So, Lord, we bring our before you, Lord, and we command that foul spirit of pain to loose our knees in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Father, we know your word said, ask. And believe when we ask to receive. Help us all to continue to stand strong, Lord God. Father, your word is what we stand in, and we believe in your word, Lord God. If you said it, we believe it, Father God. Continue to bless our prayer line going out and coming in, Father God. Each and every one of us, Lord, because you see the heart, Lord God. And you know when we pray for to see things come forth, Lord God. Help us, Lord, to stand faithful, Lord God, knowing that there is no power here on earth that can control prayer. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help Charlotte to come to realize, Lord, that you're a God that answers prayer. Let us stand strong, Lord God. Let her believe in the faith that she says she has for you, Lord God. Let her be strong in it, Lord God, that she know that you don't want her to suffer. Help her to be strong in you, Lord God, and to stand faithful in the name of Jesus. I bind the works of the enemy that come against our mind, Lord God. For your word tell us, Lord God, you give us a sound mind, Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you for the mind of Christ, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for watching over us, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us when we wake up in the morning, Lord God. For it's only you know, Lord Jesus, each and every one of us, what tomorrow brings. But, Lord God, we're standing on the promises and reclaiming victory in every area, Lord God. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Bless our going out and bless our coming in. Father God, you gave her the strength to move and do what you want her to do, Lord God. So we know she are more than conquerors. Bind up the works of the enemy to have no authority over our body. We know, Lord God, that your promise is said, if we pray, there is nothing too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. And we know you give her a prayer line, Lord God, so we know the power and the authority is coming on. When we stand to pray for others, and we stand to enjoy the gift and the power that you gave us, Lord God, not to be fear, but to stand faithful, because the enemy should not have authority over us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to bless her, continue to keep her going on, Lord God. We bless each and every one of my sister and brother on the line, Lord God. Because, Lord, you see they are more than conquerors, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. After I think after me is McCormick or Sister
Praise Sam. Praise the Lord. I'm on the road traveling and I knocked the phone off.
Oh, Sister McCormick.
Yeah, I'm on the road traveling and I knocked the phone off. Anyway. I just thank God on tonight. I give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I give honor to Pastor Hubbard on tonight, thanking God for her, knowing that she have just come off of her long trip, her and Prophet, and I just pray for each and every one of them to give them the strength that they need, and I just thank God on tonight for each and every one of the prayer warriors for how y'all have stood in the gap in all this long time for my daughter, Teresa. Thank God for this is the day of a miracle. And so we thank God that I think she's already at the hospital right now. We still like a few more minutes to get there. But I just thank God for the prayers of the righteous availing much. And I just thank God for that phone call that we got this afternoon, how the lady told her to come on up, you know, and so I just give glory. I'm just so excited. I just don't know what to do to myself. I don't even know what to say. All I can do is say thank you, Jesus. That's all I can say is say thank you, Jesus. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you this afternoon. God, I come in humble as I know how. I come asking you to forgive me for every sin and fault that I have said or done. I pray, Heavenly Father, God, that you look on your people today, God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you touch men and women everywhere, God. And I ask you, Lord God, to look on that man or girl or boy somewhere, God, that's going through situations in their life with a sickness in their body. I pray, Heavenly Father, most of all, God, I pray for my nephew. Just found out a few minutes ago that I have a nephew that just got on the dialysis machine on yesterday. God, I pray, God, that you touch that situation right now, God. I pray that you touch his body right now, knowing that he's a young guy. He's 33 years old. And, God, I pray that you, God, will touch that kitten, Lord God. And, God, touch that kitten right now in the name of Jesus, God, that he won't have to stay on the dialysis machine, Lord God, that you will work that situation out, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I know you can. I know that nothing too hard that you can't do. I pray that you look down on each and every one, people that's going through all kind of sickness in their body, God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for last night, rest high. I slumped and slept, suffer no hurt, harm or danger come upon my life. Woke me up this morning to a brand new day that I never seen before. You didn't have to do it, God, but you looked beyond my fault. You saw my knees, Lord God, and I thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you, Lord God, will continue, Lord God, to look on those that's going through different situations. Look on the President of the United States, the law enforcement, Lord God. Look down on those that's doing primaries, Lord God. Those that have jobs and those that's on different stores and working in different areas, Lord God. Oh, God, we praise you. We thank you, Lord God. We bind up every kind of foul demon, anything that's not right, that tries to hinder the blessing plans of those that's going through sickness and going through situations. We bind the devil up right now, and we send it back to the pits where he come from. So we just love you all today, God, and we just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do, Lord God. Oh, God, I'm so full up tonight. I just don't know what to do and just tell you thank you, Lord God. I just thank you. I just thank you. I just thank you. I just pray right now, Lord God, for the doctors, for the nurses, for those that's going to be around the table of my daughter on the night at 12 o'clock tonight when they do their surgery. I pray, Lord God, for these doctors, God, that you will direct them and you will have them to know what they're supposed to do. And I know, God, that you're going to be right there beside her because you said in your word you'll never leave her nor forsake her. So, God, I just thank you right now, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I thank you because I know and I spoke to her on the day and I told her that she was already healed. And it was just a matter of time that this thing was going to happen for her because I thank you, Lord God, because you do have a set time for things to happen. So I thank you for the waiting period time that she held on and she waited on you. Oh, glory be to God. Lord, I realize, Heavenly Father God, that it's you, Lord, that's been so good to us. It's you, Lord, that have brought her from a mighty way, Lord God. God, you didn't have to do it, but God, I give glory. Oh, God, I thank you so much, Lord. Oh, God, I've been waiting for this time. I've been waiting for these days to happen, Lord God. And I'm so excited about what you're doing, Lord God. Oh, glory be to God. Hi, God, I thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I pray, Lord God. I only just pray for my daughter, but I pray for other ones, God. Other ones that's going through sickness. Other ones that need a blessing. Other ones that's going through different situations. So many, Lord God, need you, Lord God. But we know that the word of God said by the stripes that they're already healed. They ain't have people trying to get healed. They is already healed. So therefore, we bind up the hand of the devil that's trying to come forward and stop people from getting their healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, we know we're living in the last days, but the devil's still a liar because we know that whatever you got for us to have, God, God, you're going to work it out for your people. So all we got to do is hold on, trust in the Lord, and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge you, Lord God, because you said that we acknowledge you, Lord God. You will direct our path. So, God, I give it to you on this afternoon, Lord. I praise you today, God, because I thank you for what you're doing right now, Lord. I glorify your name right now, Lord God, and I ask you, Lord God, to continue to look on the people everywhere. Somebody needs some food tonight. Somebody don't have no place to stay. Oh, God, somebody don't have nowhere to lay their head, but I know you know all about it, God, and I know you're working out in your time. There is a time set for everything. Help us to hold on, God, and trust in you. Lean out to our own understanding. But all our ways acknowledge you, that you would direct our path. God, I love you, God, and I appreciate you. I love you, I love you, I love you. Thank you, Lord God. And if I had to sing the song tonight, I would sing, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for the word of God. That was a stretch, and if I would say the stretch, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I ask y'all to continue to pray for us as we go, as we continue. We're almost at the hospital, and just continue to keep us in prayer as we go through the night, and as my daughter get ready to get prepped, they already she called them a few minutes ago again, and they said they was getting ready. They ready for her, so they got everything aligned for her to get ready to go into the room when they were on tonight for her to go in for that. So I don't think we can go to the hospital right now. We don't know, but we're just going to go to the room and wait. We may have to wait till in the morning. I don't know. But just keep us in prayer, saints. Just continue to keep us in prayer. And most of all, pray for us on this highway because these people out here are driving crazy. So just keep us in prayer. I love each and every one of y'all. Just thank God. Keep us in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. And if you were listening tonight with me as we listen to the saints of God coming before us with sincere, heartfelt prayers, you have to know that there is a God, and he is on this line, Father. We know that it's, the whole line is just energized with the Holy Ghost. And I come to offer my little prayer to the Lord for, after all, everybody else has prayed so mightily. Pastor BJ started it off on fire for the Lord. And even though I understand that she's just getting in and she's tired, but you couldn't tell it by the prayer that she prayed. And Brother Black and all Brother Alexander, Sister McCormick, and Sister Willette, all of these great and mighty warriors. And I come, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come, Father, we just got to lift you up. We got to lift you up, Lord God. And we said it, all that's going on in the world is so much stuff going on. We can't even count it. We can't keep up with it. Another mass shooting in Chicago. All of these things, just shooting, killing, murdering, everything that's not like God is going forth into this world and into the minds of people that don't know God and are not concerned about knowing Him. It's a demonic thing that's going on all over the world. But we realize that God is still in control. He has not lost control. The prince of this world, we know, is Satan. But God is the ultimate source of power. And we thank Him for His mercy. And we know that He's going to move, or He's moving right now. He's going to move, and He's going to straighten this whole mess out. But we have to pray. We have to trust. Thank you, Brother Black, that already read the scripture, but it's a favorite scripture of mine, and so many favorite scriptures, and all of them are powerful. But in Proverbs 3:5, 6, and 7, it reads, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Be not wise," it says, "in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." Now that is some good, true advice if you can do that. And you can do it because He said you could. Then that prayer is powerful. But you have to have faith. You have to believe that He will do what He said He'll do. We give God all the honor and the praise, and we thank you, Lord, so much for your mercy and what you've done for Sister McCormick and her family, Lord. We thank you, we praise you, and we come in agreement with her father that she's already healed. She's back at home at her house, and she's already healed. Father God, we just ask you to help us, Lord, to know that this is not all about us. It's about you and the blood that you shed on Calvary's rugged cross for our sins and all our iniquities, Lord. We come before you thanking you, giving you honor and grace, for you are a mighty God. Father, and we love you and we praise you, and we just have to lift you up because there's no other way and no other God that can do anything for us. You may be following some other God, but I guarantee you, the God of the Bible, that one, hallelujah, that one that died on Calvary's cross and rose again on the third day, that's the God that we serve. And it's nothing too hard for Him. And we give Him praises and honor. We have so many blessings and so many reports on this little land that tells of the mercies of God and His powerful greatness. And Father, we just come before you tonight. We're asking you to bless mankind everywhere. As far as humanity tried to soar, Lord, bless mankind. Help turn them around, Lord. Let them know that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. Father, we love you and we do praise you. And for everybody that's on this prayer line, everybody that desired to be on it, everybody that has once been on it. We ask you to bless, Father, bless mightily. Help them, Father, all these warriors to continue to be a light in somebody's dark world. Father, we love you and we praise you, Lord. And we pray, Father, for the young people as everybody prays for them because they're up under so much pressure to live a life in this world that is now, as it now exists. They are under scrutiny to do evil, and they call it righteous. And, Father, we just ask you to give them wisdom and discernment, Lord God, that they would listen to your voice and be blessed. And help us, Lord, continue to pray and stand in the gap for people that don't know the way, people that don't want to know the way. But, Father, we know that you are the only way. And we give you praises and honor and glory, Father. We ask that you bless the clergy everywhere, Father, all over the land and country. Help them to stand, Lord. So many falling by the wayside, Father. But if you just reach out your hand, Father, touch them and cause them to come unto you. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor. And we give you glory. And we come asking these blessings, Father, in the mighty, strong, awesome power of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory be unto the Most High God. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said amen. Praise the Lord. I apologize. We certainly do give glory and honor to the Lord tonight for all the prayer warriors and the prayers that's gone forth and for the miraculous that's happening in our midst with our sister Teresa, in Jesus' name. I want to go ahead and also get ready to take prayer requests. But in the midst of that, we thank God for Pastor Apostle Burton and blessing her and strengthening her. For some of you all, I called personally to tell you while I was in California to pray for her, her mother-in-law that we had been praying for and so forth. It's gone on to Glory 91. Praise the Lord. And also Elder Noel, that is her also mother. So we thank God for the strength and encouragement and blessings and prayers for them. But also I would ask Pastor Burton, because Pastor Bird is not on the phone. I talked to her earlier, and I know the last thing we talked, I told her about Pastor Mother McCormick's daughter that's near her area in Greenville. She was going to connect with them, but she said she hadn't slept all night for the war. She slept on the plane, and, you know, of course, and took her medicine, but she said certain waters and whatever give her cramp, so she didn't have to sleep through the night and part of the morning. So we want to pray for her. So now I ask Apostle Burton now if there's anything, because the prophet's not there, and if he put anything in her spirit tonight for the body, but also to pray for Pastor Burton as we continue to pray for Apostle and her family, and thank God for their celebration down there for that 30 years ended up being a blessed one. After all the prayers, everybody praying, and on that end, we thank God that it turned out to be beautiful. But in the meantime, Apostle, if there is anything in your spirit for the body tonight, and if not, then would you pray for Pastor Bird?
Amen. No, the Lord didn't give me anything except for the mother that her daughter
McCormick, yeah.
She was talking about her daughter going back to the hospital, but we just want to continue to lift her up and believe in God for a mighty move in her life, that God is a healer, and we believe in God that his word is true no matter what, no matter how it looks. The word of God is true, and all the promises of God are yea and amen. And, Father, we pray tonight for Pastor Bird. We pray, Lord God, that you would touch her body right now. Lord, you're still a healer, and we come against cramps right now in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we pray that you would refurbish her and do everything you got to do to put her back on her feet in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for her body now that you would saturate her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And, Lord, put in everything that she needs, the water, the whatever is taken out of, Lord, and you know what she needs. We believe you to redo it right now in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the power of prayer. You said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we thank you, Lord God, that all these women that are, and men that are prayed, Lord God, that their prayers availeth much. And, Lord, we just standing in agreement, oh, God, for Pastor Bird and all the other ones that's prayed for. We're standing in agreement. And you say in your word, we're two gathered together in your name, and we're two agree and touching on anything, you would do it. And Lord, there's more than two on this Ananda, of course, on this line. So Lord, the word of God is rich and the word of God is true. So we bless the Lord tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, that we're going to believe, God, that before the night is out, Pastor Bird's body is going to be in line with your word. And we glorify you and thank you now. Amen, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. And that's for Mother McCormick's daughter. She's going to get her kidney, her surgery for they got a kidney ready for her today and called her.
Bless God.
That's what. So that's
well,
the process that
we
let
well.
Go through. Yeah.
We believe
amen.
All is
praise.
Well with it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
It's like, you know, I heard the prayers. I didn't hear exactly what was going on with her, but I know she was on her way. So
praise
to God.
God
be the glory. We believe God that God is going to do all that need to be done. Even got in the hands of the surgeons or whoever.
Yes.
Lord God, we just pray that there be doctors that know the Lord. Amen.
Amen. That'll be a blessing.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Brother Black, I heard your voice, but you're just in agreement or something came in your spirit?
No, I am in agreement. All I heard was the blessings of the Lord make it rich, and he addeth no sorrow.
Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. I have a couple of prayer requests. One you already heard, or two you already heard. So it's been covered already for Apostle Burton and also for and family and Noel and also Pastor Burton. Bird. The other ones that I wanted you to pray for was, I think they already on, well, three of them already been taken care of. So anyone else that have a prayer request? We want to go ahead and take those prayer requests now. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. I have a couple of prayer requests, please.
Okay, then after that, be Brother Black. Okay, Pastor Sims.
Okay. All right. We have a friend of my sister Andrea, who's usually on the line, but I'm not sure she's on here now, and I'll go ahead and ask for you all to. Please pray for Trudy, her friend Trudy. Trudy is in a nursing home in Alabama, but we've all been friends for years, especially my sister and her really close friends. But she's, they say she's transitioning over, and she does know the Lord. And we just ask you to pray for her son and her grandchildren and pray, Lord God, that she'll be out of her pain and misery. Or God to heal her, whichever one he decides to do. But we ask for prayer. And I ask for my brother Alonzo that's in the nursing home. He's having a few more things to come up, and he's got to go back on radiation because of the cancer. And we have another brother. That's the brother I think you all walked with me through. He was hit by two cars. And he survived it. One car knocked him into the pathway of another car. And his name is Charles Michael. And he now says he's ready to accept the Lord as his Savior because the other things that he's done is doing does not work. And so we ask that you would help us to lead him to Christ, which is not hard if he accepts it, and to get him in a stable church. And I thank you
praise
all for praying for my daughter-in-law. praying for my daughter-in-law, Jen. Jen is doing very well after surgery, cancer surgery. She's doing
good. Okay.
I beg your pardon?
I think the pastor's line was just open. I'll just go ahead and close it for us.
Okay. And for John King, it's a confusion about where he needs to be and where he needs to go, but his wife is in a hardship situation because she has to go so far to be able to see him. He's in Mount Pleasant, and she's in Ridgeville, South Carolina. And you have to go over this big high bridge, a lot of you may know it, and it's just a hardship, and they're trying to bring him closer. There's some confusion in that, and we ask that you please pray for that situation. Thank you so very much.
Oh, I forgot the last name because I was trying to check the line. I remember you with the family, the man that went to Charleston. But what was the name again?
John King.
John and
Wilhelmina King.
Okay. All right, Brother Black, go ahead and take that request. As we're going on, we're going to take the requests as they're coming in. It's thunder and lightning, but long as it hadn't got its mile right now, so I'm going to let the prayer go on as the request is coming. So, Brother Black, take that prayer request.
Amen. Father God, we lift up, Lord, your servants, God, John King and his wife, God. You know his situation, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you ease the family, God. Hallelujah. He'll not only take away the pain and also the sickness that he's going through. We pray in the name of Jesus, according to your word, you said, by your stripes, he is healed, Father. Devil, you're a liar. You know you can't put this on him and it stays. By faith, we're believing a turnaround in the name of Jesus. I pray, I lift up his wife, the hardship, the traveling, all the things, Lord, that's running through her mind, and even physically, all the work that she has to do. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, work it out. Make something happen that normally won't ever happen, God. Lord, let them come closer. Let there be another facility. Let there be a change, not only in their hearts, but a shift in the atmosphere and open up a door that no man can close, God. We thank you for it, God. We know that when we ask, you hear us and you already answer us. So we trust in you and we trust in this process. We trust in your word, Father, in the name of Jesus by faith. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. We pray for the brother, for her brother to accept Christ too. When they go to him.
Oh, Father, in Alonzo, our beloved brother Alonzo.
Not
Alonzo. My phone is acting up. My
it's a brother name that he's trying to.
Is who?
Charles Michael.
Yeah,
oh,
Charles Michael.
Father, we lift up Charles Michael, our other beloved brother. God, I pray. Your love just consume him. Holy Spirit, draw him, God, that he falls in love with you. And when he wakes up, he just would be amazed at such a beautiful spiritual thing that just happened. And God, fill him with the Holy Ghost, God, and let him run after you all the days of his life from this day forward, God. Let a supernatural miracle take place, God, that he wouldn't understand, yet he believed in love. God, we bless you for this. Put a smile in his heart, spirit, soul, and body. And we thank you so he can serve you and obey your will and your command. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank God. Your request now, and then we'll take the next person. What's your request?
Oh, my apostle, and I apologize. I didn't share this with anyone. We've been having a church anniversary all this month, and we have afternoon services on Sunday, and it's our apostles' 31st anniversary, church anniversary, and I wanted somebody to touch and agree with me through prayer that God just supernaturally explode in the sanctuary this Sunday. It's the last one we're closing out, but there'll be a move like never before. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Mother Alexander, you want to take that prayer request for his apostle?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, I'm such in agreement with Brother Black. Ask you, Lord God. Hello? Hello?
We're still here. We can hear you.
No, because I hear that must be my phone then.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I touch in agreement with Brother Black, Lord God, and what the petition that he brings before you, Lord. Lord, we claiming it will be done in the name of Jesus, that they will have the power in the church that day, Lord God, to praise you, Lord God, and to remember that you said in your word, Lord God, to praise your word, Lord, praise your name. So we know that when we start to praise and to sing to your glory, Lord God, you enjoy hear our singing. You enjoy hear our praising you. So, Lord, all we ask for the God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your will be done in that sanctuary that day, Lord God. Let it be an explosion that what he asks for, Lord God. Give him the desire of his heart. Because, Father, your word tell us, Lord, ask. And when we ask, believe you, Lord God. Because when we believe by faith, whatever we ask, we shall receive it. By faith, we know that this is going to come to pass. In Jesus' name, we ask these things, Lord God. Amen and amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Next. Amen. Sister Rachel, when I called her, they were on the phone on her daughter praying for some young man, she said, that had gotten shot. And so, and I was asking when she's coming on the line, so whenever they did finish, they called, I came on line, so I'm not sure whether he's alive or in the process of, you know, getting medical attention or just pray for that family. Are you there, my dear?
He's getting medical attention in Fayetteville. I don't know the what's going on. I've just been trying to step with her child. She has a child at the house, and I've been calling, checking on him. And we haven't heard back from her yet. It's the fourth family. From what I could understand was her sister and I think one of her brothers were standing in the yard and somebody came up and shot him.
Man, Lord Jesus. All that the enemy keep doing, Jesus. Mother, will let you go ahead and take that prayer request.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I heard that about the young man got shot, but now, was he a friend of your daughter's, Miss Rachel?
She's my adopted daughter. I adopted somebody. I'm always adopting somebody. I adopted her under my wings, and it's her brother.
Her brother. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up this young man, Lord God, that's been shot. We pray, Father God, that it is your divine will that he shall live and not die. We thank you that you want people to live. Glory be to God, because Jesus came so that we can live life to the full. So we pray that you heal his wounds, Father, and this injury that he received from the shot is not a deadly. We ask you, Father God, that it is your divine will that he will live. We know, Lord God, that all things come of you, Lord God, and you, Lord God, work situations out for good. So we pray for this young lady's brother in Christ Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord God, to be in the hospital room, be in the, Lord God, just be in his life and give him, Lord God, a second chance at life. We pray that he is saved. We pray if he doesn't know Jesus, please, do not let him leave this world without getting to know the love of God and getting to know Jesus as his Lord. We lift up this family to you. We pray for them. We pray for his sister. We pray for Sister Rachel, Lord God. We just pray for this, and we pray that this person that came up and shot him, God, have him put in jail and let him sit down and think about what he's done. And we plead the blood of Jesus against all of this unnecessary violence in Jesus' name. We pray for this family. We thank you, Father, for your mercy and your grace in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Anyone else? Praise God. I bless the Lord tonight, and I thank God for the prayer warriors, the faithfulness of God's word in them, and the obedience, and I thank God for covering us all under the blood and shielding us in our families and even in our travels every day just to go to work or marketplace or wherever it may be, the jobs or however. We just thank God for your goodness every day that you give them, the provisions that are made. As we pray for those that are less fortunate and those, glory to God, that lost homes from fire and floods and wars and all, God, you know, and even for our youth, there's so much the enemy is trying to take out. Glory to God, we plead the blood of Jesus. We still, no matter what sounds that we hear or voices we hear from all the noise of everything and the horror that the enemy is doing, we still call upon your name and believe that you got a plan, and God, that you will save, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus, that we curse and cancel the sign of the enemy trying to get them caught up in the web, glory to God, of these satanic voices that come and that cause them to not have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. But we are praying your word will break through, glory to God, in like TNT, nitroglycerin, stronger than that, glory to God, that it cause lives to change and hearts to be open, and that they can be able to hear the voice of God, that it would not continue to be a loss of lives. And we bind the devil up for coming to around our houses and the prayer warriors' houses and the believers' homes and other ones, and even people that we don't know, glory to God, even though they haven't yet given their lives, we believe in, glory to God, for you to shield them and bless them, that they will turn their lives over and be used greatly for the kingdom, especially our youth. Oh, God, because they'll have a bulldog mentality, glory to God, glory to God, to be able to stand and do great exploits for the Lord. So that enemy does not want it to happen, but he's a liar. Thank you for the ones that's already given their lives, that they will be covered under the blood, and the glory to God, filled with the Spirit, continue to praise and exalt your name, that it be like wildfire all around the globe. In the name of you, let our children and our grands and our seed team be partakers of that, Lord, and they be raised up, glory, glorifying you, that they also will get an education. They will have life. They will have families. They will be able to exalt and glorify and magnify your name. They will not be hypocrites and partakers of, glory to God, of the world and trying to do with you. They will not, glory to God, be caught between two worlds. As God, you bring them in, glory to God, they will live holy and live right. So we come against the voices of jealousy and envy that will try to hold them back, because they're going to do greater things than we did. God, that there will be people that will say, go on, do the great and the best you can for all that you can do for Jesus. Even that I didn't get to do, I'm praying that you would do it. God, help us encourage our youth and bless them. And some things, you know, some of what we cannot be able to reach through voices by direct contact. Some will. You got different kinds of fishermen out there. Help us to pray and intercede when we may not be able to get direct speak to them, because they may not. But the prayers of the effective, fervent prayers of the righteous does avail much. So we can stand in the gap and nobody can stop us from praying. We can pray, bind and loose, even as we're looking at them and know they're doing some hostile things at the time and may not be able to say a direct word, but we can pray and bind and loose as we riding on the world, ride on the road, on the airways and the byways, right here, glory to God, on glory to God in our cars or on the buses, when we see things and different things that are going on. And even though we might not see anything, we can pray and bind and loose, glory to God, the hand of the enemy already creating and glory to God, and already plotting and planning and scheming, glory to God, things that we can tear down them strongholds. What coulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, what the enemy wanted, some of our prayers are interceding and blocking and also exposing just at the right time. Oh, when the police found this or this person found that or this one got away or escaped, God, your mercy, your grace, as prayers are going forth. So, God, even in our own lives, things going on around us, because the enemy is at work at all times, all just a breath away. But the power of God and his angels and the blood covering is shielding and covering us and our children and everything. That's why we got to pray even the more so, and not me, my, us, so, and no more, just our church.
Oh, we got to pray, hallelujah, some of the hardest, hard-knocked people, glory to God, and some of the most hostile, glory to God, situations, our God's still working in the name of Jesus. When we even hear horrific things about this, glory, and they're still pulling lives out from under a building, or things, glory to God, people falling off of cliffs and things over, and then they walk away. All things, glory, like on a road and up in a tree and walk away. Oh, my God, thanking God still yet. Help us, God, even in the midst of our trauma and drama, you're still in operation. Because you told us there will be trials and tribulations. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. You're not telling us to laugh like a hyena because, glory, everything is going on to rejoice. The rejoicing is that joy of the Lord standing on God's word because his promises is true. So, God, I thank you again. Thank you for the prayers tonight and the prayer voice. Thank you for Pastor Burton and glory to God and her family. Thank God, glory to God, for bringing them through even in this time and still having joy and peace. God, we thank you for the celebrations. Thank you for the celebration to come in the 31 years as we were just celebrating the 30 for Pastor Burton. We thank you, Lord God, for touching our bodies and keeping us and protecting us every day. Thank you for our children. And as the prayers going on and have been going on, we're going to keep praying throughout this summer for any plots, plans, and schemes that the enemy already got. And they may plan copycats and other ones upset, go over to God and striking a match just that quick, your tempers and everything else. We bind up the enemy is not going to be taking the lives of our children and youth and them out there doing horrific and foolish and crazy things, yet playing copycat because the fact that they're feeling lost or don't care or going through with their home or going through, glory to God, because somebody bullied them or glory to God, or just saw a TV program or playing these little games, satanic games, glory to God, or listening to voice. And even for some that have mental illness and challenges going on in their families and some of the abuse that's going on, some of the things that being said in school against them, oh, glory, not only from the youth, but some of the teachers, oh, some of the principals, some of the other things that have been said and things, and build up and blowing up, oh, God, and exploding and closing. The blood of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. God, help us to be watchful of some things that sometimes we get angry, that we're not feeding into that and saying, planting more seeds to in our own homes from some of the things they're coming in from off their jobs or either from school or another way. God, help us to be wise, not to be passive, but not to be, glory to God, condoning what anybody's doing or our children, but God, to be wise in our speaking and things that we allow to come out of our mouth. It's striking like a fire in the name of Jesus, blessing 1 minute, cursing another. God, we're asking you, Lord, to help us as we grow in grace. Help us, glory to God, to be more of a light and be light for the flight, glory to God, as we lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us. God, it's a time like never before. Hallelujah, glory to God, for us to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might with the whole arm of God on in the name of Jesus. And as the word was saying even last Sunday, glory to God, dude, glory to God, tell him I'm not coming. We got to be determined. I'm going to live holy, live right, glory to God, for Jesus Christ. And they ought to know our name, glory to God. The devils ought to know our name. Knowing the power, glory, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, who are you? God, help us, glory to God, to be faithful and to be glory to God. And those little inconsequencies and petty things and stuff we allow into trip us up, those little foxes. God, we got to get to a place that we let ourselves be in a place to be penetrated, glory, with your word so much that we will be, a glory to God, a force to be reckoned with. In the name of Jesus, help us to pray one for another, encourage one another, and glory, I examine the whole situation before we come to the conclusion, because some things that we see is not as we see. Some things that the enemy plot and plan and make it look like it's one way and come to find out it's not that way, even in people. So help us to hear your voice in the midst of what we see and not seeing, but help us to be able to see what we don't think that we see that is of you that we do see. Hallelujah, because we're speaking it by faith and standing on what your word says. Oh, God, we bind up the illusions in the name of Jesus, the camouflage and all that, and all glory out of hypocrisy. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus, and help us to run like the horsemen, but we got to run with people that's got the same kind of mindset. How can two walk together unless they agree? Lord, help us to get out of this old petty stuff that's in that grow out, keep us from being able to walk. But let us not, glory to God, miss when we know something that really is not wrong. Let us not, in our mind, hoping it's not right. Let us walk by faith. I thank God for people that love God and determined, glory out, to walk in holiness and right, and they're willing to be transparent. Help us all, and help us even in our weakness, that we pray for one when we get a little weak, glory out, we'll build each other up. in the name of Jesus. So I bless the Lord for you all, for what God is doing in you. Thank God for the prayers and the covering that you cover me with as I cover you all. Pray, glory to God, for those, glory to God, that are in need right now, encouragement, strength, and has been abused and we're going through right now as they're still standing on the wall so they won't get weak too as well. God, I bless you for all that you've done and doing. Continue to keep all of our children covered and covered under the blood. Thank God for Pastor, that's who it was, Elder, glory to God, Simpson. She was on the phone, but she came off, glory to God, probably after a half hour or so, and I missed her. And so I called, and she said her daughter, Nora, was just coming in the door from the hospital from the brain surgery. The Lord blessed, glory to God, and took her through it and blessed her. We prayed as we done prayed already before for her to be strengthened and encouraged, built up, and a quick healing. Thank God for that miracle. And speaking life continuously for Noel. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, pray for the mom, Elder Simpson. Glory to Johnny May. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for that New Hope family that love their pastor, love, glory to God, the work that's been done. And we thank God for each person in Elder Cook, too. Strengthen her body. Give her wisdom to hear God and hear a pastor. Glory to God for that health that she needs to stand, glory to God, to keep her, glory to God, in right standing because she do so much. Help her, glory to God, and bind the hand of the enemy to try to come against her health. We bless you and bless all of you. Thank God for Divine Connection Prayer Line. Thank God for, glory to God, your love, your kindness, your contributions and whatever. We praise God because God did a mighty, mighty, mighty and still doing great things. Continue to pray for Imani, too, glory to God. If the Lord bless, even going through, glory to God, 7 months now. You back, glory to God, going forward and desiring to go into work tomorrow. Even at this time, we bless God for her and bless God for Johnny May's baby, daughter with the baby, too, in New York. Glory to Karen, her baby, there don't be no complications and no problems with any of them. I know it's so much to pray for. But in the meantime, thank you again as we speak in health and life. And strength to all of you in favor and God's blessing and turning some things around, even financial blessings, spiritual blessings, and just continue that we continue to lift each other up and hold on to Jesus and his word and glory to God. Let him weather the storms and whatever comes up. We got to keep standing and keep loving you. I appreciate it. And I bless God for Divine Connection as well and the people that make up Divine Connection. And you warriors, keep standing. We bless you. And we do pray, glory to God, bless one, Mother Oser, that whenever she comes back, or if she already back, God bless, back in health and everything well on that side too as well. And thank God for Mother Alexander, even in her adventure when she get ready to go as well. We thank God for all of you. Covers all on the blood. We bind Satan up out of the court and we set up plot, plan, scheme. Be eradicated now. Every voice, everything he's already plotting against us, our families, our loved ones, our church family, we bind you up, loose you from your assignment, send you back to the dry places once you can. We speak Holy Spirit as we yield to you. We pray, glory to God, healing, wholeness, peace, joy, salvation, encouragement, strength, glory to God, financial blessing, spiritual blessing, and most of all, a closer walk with Jesus in obedience. We thank you, Lord God, for working it out and fixing the situations in all of our lives. And thank God again for Alicia and Archie. Bless them, God, and their families and everything, and restore back, glory to God, what was replenished. And even that with all of us. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Eagles. We will be in touch later. Eagles. You know what that
amen.
Means. Amen.
Yes.
I love you. Have a wonderful
amen.
Night, week. Praise amen. God. We already back this fourth Sunday. I'll call somebody. Praise the Lord and Jesus lead me.
Amen.
For the fourth Sunday.
God bless you
we
all.
Love you.
Amen.
Praise
God.
The Lord. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
I love you. Oh, Jesus. Bye-bye. Jesus. Jesus, I love you. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Yes,
Lord.
Praise the Lord, my dear.
Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty
thank
God.
You. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, my young daughter. You deserve the praise, Lord. Hallelujah. You salamandia, Sando, Eka, Papa, the Ketty, 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 Ket Wonderful week and night. Amen.